Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta, our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One, as the Ravens get set for their second road trip of the season, Sunday at 1 o'clock at Arrowhead in Kansas City. Dennis, Arrowhead is one of those places that is legendary. It's the old AFL stadium. They remodeled it, but the one thing they didn't change is the crowd noise. When the Chiefs are going, it gets loud. You saw it in Philadelphia. You kept the Eagles kind of quiet, their fans quiet in the first half. They got going in the second half. How much more difficult is it to run the no huddle on the road when the crowd is amped up?
Yeah, it's obviously tough, you know, because a huge part of the no huddle is being able to communicate on the line of scrimmage. And when the crowd is really loud, that makes it very difficult for us. We just have to be good with our nonverbal communication and the things we do to make sure we get the calls and line up correctly. And so it poses a challenge, and it's something that we'll work through all week. We'll have crowd noise there during practices and something we'll prepare as best we can for.
The no huddle has created this great interest from the fans because of the tempo you can create. Now that you have the regular refs back and the game is back on tempo, did you feel a difference this last game?
Yeah, I think you just felt the game flowing better. And, a lot of times we'd be trying to hustle to the ball and the ref would be standing over the ball, not letting us, you know, get to the line and snap it as quickly as we would have liked. But in our last game, you just felt a sense of flow and just better, you know, ability to get up and lined up and you know, get going. So it helped.
I have to say I never fully appreciated the extent to which the regular refs did a quality job. There are always going to be calls that you disagree with, I disagree with. But do you have a renewed appreciation for the difficulty of that job?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, everyone does when they announced the referees in our game on Thursday. I mean, the crowd went wild.
Yeah. You know? Gene Steratore had a standing ovation and doffed his cap.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I know. I mean, it's you just never see that. But, I think you start to appreciate the little things that they do, just the game management that goes on. And, with the replacement refs, you're having to remind them to, you know, reset the game clock or reset the play clock, things like that that you never really ever had to worry about before. And so I think just that game management is just so much better.
Back to Twitter. More tweets for Dennis. These tweets brought to you by AskAmarilynMason.com. Dennis, who was your favorite player growing up?
Oh, my favorite player growing up, I grew up in Southern California.
So was a Niners guy? Or
yeah, we were 49ers fans. Yeah. You know, we weren't really Raiders fans or Chargers or anything like that, but... we love Steve Young and Jerry Rice and that whole crew. And
so you were post-Montana?
Yeah, I was post-Montana, absolutely.
Well, you are young.
Yeah, I mean, I started watching in the mid-90s when Steve Young was, you know, the guy there and, Jerry Rice, Ricky Waters, that whole crew, and loved that team and was a big fan of Steve Young. And, you know, since being in the NFL, I've got to, you know, meet him quite a bit and it's just neat to be able to – people that you look up to for so many years, to be able to kind of interact with them now and kind of be on that same level as them.
First thing that struck me, the first time I met Steve Young in person, was he's not as tall as I thought he was when he played for the – he was one of those guys who stood really tall in the pocket. You see him now, he's like 6 feet tall. I mean, what happened?
Yeah, he's not that big of a guy.
I always thought he was much bigger.
Yeah.
Kind of a surprise. Your position, the way it's played now, you don't really have a reference point – historically, for the tight ends, and I'm not taking anything away from Ozzie Newsome or John Mackey or any of the greats that, you know, Mike Ditka that played in the past, but the way the position has changed in the last 5 years, it's really, I guess you have to go back to the college game to find what the prototype tight end is now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just evolved so much over the last few years even, and, it's a fun position to play now. And, you know, I think back in the day, the tight end position was so run-oriented. You had to be a good run blocker. You had to be, you know, that part of your game had to be first and foremost. And, you know, with the evolution of the passing game and you know, teams being able to throw it, you know, 40, 50, 60 times a game now, the tight end really has to become a receiving threat more than a run blocker. And so, you know, over the past few years, you've seen that evolution. And that's something I did in college. I was flexed out more than I was down in a three-point stance. And we threw the ball a lot more than we ran it. And so it's something that I've always been comfortable with and a fun position to be at right now.
But you still have to be able to block because there are situations where they're going to use you as the decoy and go with a running play. Where is your blocking today as opposed to when you first arrived for your first rookie camp?
From my first rookie camp, I think it's come a long way. And, you know, it's something that you have to continue to work at, and you continue to try and develop techniques. You know, as tight ends going against, you know, big outside linebackers and defensive ends, you're always going to be a little bit undersized. And so you're not really expected to be this dominant blocker, but you have to be able to be technically sound and be able to take the right footwork and just get yourself in a good position to be able to manage the block and do your job right.
Because it's not fun running into a 265, 275-pound defensive end slash linebacker. I mean, the guys you hit are guys like Terrell Suggs when he's healthy. So you're always outmanned. How much smack-talking goes from them to you? Because I'm sure it irritates them that some tight ends try to get in their way. Get out of my way.
Yeah, I think they get irritated, and that's, you know, that's our job, just try and irritate them and get in their way and make sure they can't make the play. And, you know, you're always, you know, outweighed by, you know, 30, 40 pounds, and so it's not easy, but that's where the technique comes in, and that's where the practice and all that hard work plays off.
One of the things that surprised me in preparing for this Sunday's game, looking at some of the statistics, Ray Rice is still number two in the NFL in yards from scrimmage this season. He's only behind Kansas City's Jamaal Charles, and there are a lot of people who think, wow, Ray Rice isn't getting as many touches. Is it a good thing, do you think, that he's no longer the offense and there are so many other weapons? Because long-term, going to open up the field for Ray Rice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think he's getting bigger runs and bigger plays now because we're able to spread the ball around and they can't just key on him. And so, you know, he may not be getting as many touches, but he's getting just as many yards and creating big plays and just doing great things for us. And, you know, Ray Rice will always be the focal point of this offense because he's such a great running back and so dynamic in the passing game. But at the same time, we have a lot of weapons around him now to be able to spread the ball around and really open things up more for him in the inside.